seem to be very aware of preserving their brand.
Even if it's all wrong.
Yeah, right. Or makes no sense. Okay, let me see. Let's ask that question again. If something belongs to me, you say it's
yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
Okay. If it belongs to somebody over there, you say it's
theirs.
Okay. And if it belongs to some single person somewhere else, you say it's
his.
Okay.
Hers.
Or hers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. If people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, what would you say to them usually? This is a standard kind of thing that you hear in the South in stores all the time. If you're leaving the store, they'll say to you,
"Oh, y'all come back, you hear?"
Come again. Would you normally use a phrase like that in your home if people had been visiting?
Joking
you?
Around, we might say, "Y'all come back, you hear?" But
uh-huh.
then it would be deliberate.
Uh-huh.
It'd probably be more something like, "Well, I do hope you can come again soon."
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because it's almost gotten to be sort of a formalized phrase, and that is why we would use "y'all come back, you hear?" to show that we are trying to be more sincere than just actual formality dictates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost become a conventionalized Southernism,
mm-hmm.
hasn't it? For Southerners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you ever use the "y'all" in your own speech that you know of in the singular?
I know that I do. Sometimes I particularly use it as a way of getting around what might be touchy situations, like when I'm really trying to direct it to one person, but then I want others to feel included.
Okay. Now, if you've been to a party and started to leave. You might go into the bedroom to pick up the wraps and the coats and things for the girls. You would say, "Where are what?"
"Well, the coats."
Okay. Would you ever use, like, "Where are y'all's coats?" Would you use that?
Yes, uh-huh.
The genitive
mm-hmm.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family.
Mm-hmm.
You'd ask about them, what? And you want to know whose they were. You'd ask,
"Whose children are these?"
Whose children are these? Did you ever ask who all's children are these?
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Which would be more, do you think, more common in your speech or more comfortable or can you say?
It all depends. That depends on what the questioner is really, you know, asking for. That if he wants to know the particular families to whom these children belong, he might say, "Who are all children?" because he wants an enumeration.
Uh-huh.
But then if you say, "Whose children are these?" Mm-hmm. he doesn't want something quite as specific.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. If you want to know about something that somebody said at a dinner or something like that, you might ask...
The same thing. What did he say?
Uh-huh.
If you are just interested in the drift of his conversation, what all did he say? If you really want all the particulars.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.